Honolulu is changing rapidly, and as population increases in the urban core, so do the ways people get around a bustling city. Chris Sayers is the bicycle coordinator for the city in the Department of Transportation Services. It's his responsibility to keep abreast of those changes as part of his department's Complete Streets program. We spoke with him to get an update.
It's changing. There's more and more drivers all the time. There's more and more condominiums and housing being built. And so there's just going to be more and more people out on the streets.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is make the streets complete and safe for all users of all ages. When I say all users, we have pedestrians, we have people on bikes, we have transit users, and of course drivers.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make those all those modes safe for anybody that might choose one of those. We sometimes call them alternative modes. Whether we think of driving as the normal mode,
yeah.
But there's a lot of people that would like to choose bicycling or walking. And they might not feel safe for various reasons, and so that might deter them.
So complete streets in the sense of accommodating every mode of transportation and keeping them out of each other's way. That's the issue, right?
As much as possible, right. So, King Street, for instance, the protected bike lane, we try to separate the bicyclists from the pedestrians, separate the bicyclists from the motorists as much as possible. They're still mixing areas at the intersections and driveways.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that example, before we put that in, we had 70% of bicyclists on the sidewalk, and now we're down to like 4%. So we really have separated the modes, and we try to do that as much as possible.
How do you measure something like that?
Well, we actually watched video tape. There's the traffic cameras.
And makes sense,
the one particular one we used was at King and Kalakaua, and we watched hours and hours of footage, and it was quite time.
Just did the math.
We counted, and we actually counted everybody, and now we continue to count. And so the number of bicyclists on King Street has more than doubled, and like I said, most of the people are now in there and off of the sidewalk.
The whole idea of finding out what the public's concerns are informs what you folks do. And have you, been surprised by some of the things you've heard, or do they go pretty much in line with what you might have expected? But you've been assessing the public's concerns.
Right. We're constantly, even before these efforts, we constantly get comments and we learn about the issues. But even more so now, we've been having a lot of public meetings. And yeah, people are concerned about the sidewalks being too narrow, maybe cracks in the sidewalk with tripping hazards. And just the speed of traffic is a concern for pedestrians. So there are certain kinds of built environment projects that we can do. We can have bulb outs at corners, so it's a shorter crossing distance for pedestrians.
A what?
A bulb out. So a bulb out, you might have seen them at King Street and Eisenberg, for instance. What we actually do is make the space that cars are not really using and make it so pedestrians can step out further into the roadway. It makes them more visible. It actually creates space for the pedestrian, and we demarcate it with either, in the case of King and Eisenberg, we used curbing and we used planters and some paint in that area that designates it as a pedestrian area as opposed to a regular roadway area.
No chance that a car would mistake it for its territory.
No, we haven't had any problems there. And then the ones that maybe were a little more recently in the news were the ones in Chinatown, which maybe a little more controversial there with just the different uses going on there. And so some of those have been modified slightly. But the idea is to just increase pedestrian safety, shorten the crossings, make pedestrians more visible to drivers, and also to slow drivers down going straight through and especially turning movements.
One of the things that is characteristic of the urban core in any city is that people are in a hurry.
Right.
So it isn't just the volume of drivers, it's their state of mind. They're pretty impatient.
That's correct. And so it does come down to, we talk about the sort of three E's of safety, and you have the engineering, which is a lot of what we're focusing on with these projects, with what I said, like the bulb outs and the various engineering projects. And then you have education, so we try to educate all the users, again, to be safe out there. And then there's enforcement, and that's really another educational tool, really.
Yeah.
But when you have, enforcement, and that's the other leg that's very important.
Now, how do you go about enforcement? It's things that happen when things go wrong with a pedestrian accident or something. It takes a split second, and you might not have, nobody might have witnessed it.
That's true. I think, of course, it is up to HPD for the enforcement. We try to do some education, and like I said, the engineering, but they are tasked with the enforcement. And they do enforce both. They do have pedestrian safety programs, the HPD does, where they do enforcement of driver infractions and pedestrian. And so they do have their own separate efforts out there. And like I say, it's difficult sometimes to catch everybody and change behaviors, but there is an effort to do that.
Is there a lot of video monitoring available for enforcement purposes?
I don't know that they use video monitoring for enforcement. That's a different topic. I think somebody else would have to answer to that.
But the whole idea of changing a culture is really what this Complete Streets efforts is all about, ultimately, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So sometimes these projects are very visible, and it gets people talking, and people have been very supportive in general. We have public meetings where people come out, and it's all different types. Sometimes you have the bicycle advocates. We have people who are, more of the pedestrian advocates, and then you have people that are making sure we don't go too far and take away too many lanes, or do something that makes driving too onerous. And actually, when we do projects, that's pretty much the first thing we think about. How is this going to affect? We're not trying to mess up the roads and congest the roads any more than they are. It's all about safety.
Well, probably the most visible to most residents of the Honolulu Urban Core would be what's been done on King Street.
That's right.
Right, with the dedicated bike lane.
It was controversial at first, and we got a lot of complaints, but we've had some public meetings lately where people saying, you know, I didn't like that at first, but I'm really getting used to it. And even some people said, I haven't ridden a bike for years, but now I feel pretty safe going there. And we've also seen with the Beaky, the bike share bikes, that there are, I think a lot of people thought, oh, that's probably for the tourists. But we've seen a lot of local people, and you can just tell, some people with helmets, and probably not tourists bringing their own helmet. And we can just tell sometimes that people are using them from commuting quite a bit. And we do see a lot of people on King Street. And like I said, the numbers are up actually more than double. I think we're up to about 1,100 a day now. It was about 400 before we did anything. So the numbers have been very promising.
Have you been able to learn from programs in other cities?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking at best practices. And before we did anything on King Street, we looked at what other cities had done, and we learned from quite a few different cities. And we're changing all the time. If you notice, our latest protected bike lane was on South Street that we opened this year. And that we did make some minor changes to the design that added some safety and with just better maintenance-wise, just a little bit better.
Do you have an ongoing kind of feedback loop with the public when people go on your website and, you know, complain or congratulate or do whatever
Absolutely,
they need to do?
Yeah. There's a couple of ways. I mean, people can always go to the city website and go to the, you know, our transportation department, and there's ways. If you want to go directly to the Complete Streets website, it's at honolulu.gov/Complete Streets, and so that's one way that they can just comment.
Ideas to keep learning from the public, right?
Very much so, yes.
Chris Sayers is the bicycle coordinator for the city in the Department of Transportation Services, a position he has held for almost 24 years.